This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I talked about the Case-Shiller Home Price Index yesterday real quick, up at the fastest pace in 30-something years, just up. Well, rents are up as well, and housing, shelter as economists call it, is a big driver of inflation, and it's one of the many reasons that people are hitting the road in search of a new way of living. You've heard about van life, right? People living in vans. What about boat life, then? Here is the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
I am Sunny.
And I'm Brandon.
And we live on a boat.
In Titusville, Florida. The boat is an Alban Vega 27.
I can fully stand up in our boat with a little bit of headroom. Brandon cannot. You can stand up in two spots in the boat, a hatch and the companionway.
I can touch both sides standing in the middle of the boat.
He's a welder, I'm a server.
When we first got together as a young couple, I mean, we didn't have any savings. So the first 2 years of us being together was us just trying to get up a nest egg.
We were just working, coming home to sleep, working, coming home to sleep.
We both really wanted to travel and to see more of the world than we were used to coming from South Georgia. But we also knew that, like, traveling in a traditional sense, just when we have off time from work, especially coming from, like, our low salaries, was going to be hard.
We looked at a bunch of YouTube videos about van life specifically, and through that we found that people live on sailboats.
I was working night shift at the time, and she was working day shift, so we had opposite schedules, and the couple of hours that we had in between switching shifts that we could spend together, we could escape and, you know, pretend that we were going to be somewhere far away on an island someday or seeing these beautiful places. We spent $5,000 on our boat when we first got her, but we've put in a lot of sweat equity since then.
Mm-hmm.
We have at least twice what we bought her for in her.
We had to, when we bought the boat, she actually did not have a head, which is what we call the toilet. She didn't have a toilet. So we had to rip out an old liquor cabinet and install a head. So that doesn't actually have a door. That's just kind of in an old cabinet right next to our V-berth, which is where we sleep. And then we have a cat. So we have a litter box under the V-berth. He's a big cat, and we have a small boat. So I was initially a little worried about him adjusting to boat life, but he adjusted super quickly.
So far, the cat's only made it into the water one time.
He did fall overboard once. We kind of just pick up a job when we need it. I would say our monthly expenses now, on average, are a lot cheaper than living in an apartment in Atlanta.
You can pretty much anchor, depending on the anchoring laws, wherever you are, and not have to pay rent.
We don't have to work every single day just to survive. I've seen dolphins, manatees, sea turtles bigger than I am, jellyfish, just everything from that cockpit.
My favorite thing is the stars at night. It's just looking up and being so far out that there's not as much light pollution. And our first passage, it was during a meteor shower full of more meteors than I've ever seen in my life.
Man, that sounds pretty nice, huh? Pretty nice. Sunny Blanding and Brandon Bunch on a 27-foot sailboat. They're in Titus, Florida. Tell us, would you, about your adventure in housing. Make us a little jealous like they did. Marketplace.org is where you can do that.